Welcome to Focus Carolina, an exclusive program sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Provost Bob Lewin, and I'm excited to share this series of interviews with our Carolina faculty here on WCHL.
As the university librarian, Elaine Westbrooks oversees 10 libraries and nearly 10 million volumes. Her goal is to ensure that the Carolina community has the resources it needs to continue creating knowledge, learning, and to preserve the unique history and culture of North Carolina for future generations. Since the UNC libraries have been digitizing material for years, it was not a difficult transition for Westbrooks when the pandemic hit.
Over the past 20 years, libraries have already begun that digital transformation. And so, of course, it was traumatic in March and April when everybody was mobilizing to provide different kinds of services in light of the pandemic. We did shift some of the services that were primarily face-to-face services. We do lectures, we do musical events, and all of those have shifted onto Zoom. And I think what's been most impressive is the numbers are bigger than ever. You know, we've been able to have events and have 200, 300 people attend via Zoom when prior to the pandemic, we would likely get maybe 30, 40, or 50 attendees. So I feel like the shift has been a seamless shift for us. And I think that's in large part due to the amazing staff that I have who are very flexible. And we are so focused on providing the best possible service to our faculty, students, and staff. So, for example, we have an African-American archivist, and she has been very much focused on community-driven archives. And what does that mean? That means that the traditional model where a library goes into a community and acquires materials and then brings it back to Chapel Hill. And so we basically take possession and we control those items for future generations. And so now what we're doing is we're shifting that model and saying it's no longer necessary for us to bring materials back to Chapel Hill. We want to work with the communities, and we believe that communities should drive how materials are archived and preserved, and that we focus on teaching people in the community to preserve their very own history. And so we feel like there are a variety of ways that we can help communities, whether it's oral histories or helping teach them how to digitize materials in ways that they can last for long periods of time. We just want to be of service to everybody in the state, and that has forced us to change our business model and our service model, and that's where the community-driven archives comes in. And that's just one example of some of the things we've been able to do.
Westbrook says that advanced technology at the library is something that would shock some members of another generation.
One of the things I always say is we're not your grandmother's library. We're a library that, of course, we love books, right? We'll always have books. But in today's world, technology is really critical. That's a critical part of the student experience. And so we're able to provide those technologies in our library spaces. Students would never be able to have this technology on their own, but they're able to access it at the library, and they're able to work directly with library staff who can help them take advantage of this technology. They're able to use technologies to create images, to create videos, to podcast. And so the idea that students only write papers is just not true anymore. A lot of our students are coming to the library to produce multimedia, to podcast, to do all these kinds of scholarly projects that go far beyond a 15-page paper. And we take that seriously. We feel that the library is a learning space that includes technology, but a place where students can be curious. They can wonder, they can innovate, they can engage with other students, they can engage with faculty and staff. And so we want the library to be that place of choice for students to come for a quiet place of study, but also they're going to be surrounded by technology, they're going to be surrounded by expertise, and they also have that community of people who are empowered to learn and to be better students and to go out and change the world. And that's just really important for us as a library.
Thank you for listening to Focus Carolina, sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. To hear more interviews, visit chapelboro.com and click on 97.9 The Hill on Demand, or visit thewell.unc.edu.